WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, there's new information regarding the shooting death of a New Jersey councilwoman. Sources tell NBC4 that security camera footage shows Councilwoman Eunice Dwumfor talking to a man by her car outside her home right before she was gunned down. Dwumfor was found in her SUV with multiple bullet wounds Wednesday night. Police are looking for a suspect with a motive unclear. The 30-year-old Dwumfor, who is described as a woman of deep faith, reportedly has a daughter. Governor Murphy says he is stunned by the news and added she already built a reputation as a committed member of the council. Last month, influenza was spreading like wildfire in Jersey, but flu has now dropped down to low and moderate levels across the state. Dr. Ed Lifshitz of the Jersey Health Department says this is good news, but it doesn't necessarily mean flu season will be soon over.
Flu season is notoriously unpredictable. Certainly the hope is that it'll be leaving and not coming back, but unfortunately it can, and that's exactly what did happen last year.
He adds the XBB Kraken COVID variant has not been as bad as feared. COVID hospitalizations are dropping, and Jersey's triple-demic threat is fading. A 24-year-old Patterson man has been arrested stemming from a deadly hit and run Monday in Glen Rock. David Romero was pulled over Wednesday in a 2007 Honda CR-V, according to Bergen County prosecutors. Police have been searching for vehicles of that make and model with likely front-end damages since the Monday morning death of Angela Sanzari. The 83-year-old pedestrian was struck on Lincoln Avenue and died at a hospital. Romero has been charged with leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death. In Bridgeton, a man's been arrested for allegedly stealing items from a dollar store before shoving an employee as he tried to flee. Authorities say Gordon Winrow reportedly stole the items from Family Dollar on Broad Street. He was caught several hours later and is now in the Cumberland County Jail. There is a very small, unique diving bird that winters in New Jersey called the bufflehead, found mostly in freshwater ponds, lakes, and reservoirs. Buffleheads can be spotted up and down the coast from Liberty State Park down to Delaware Bay, says Scott Barnes, program director at New Jersey Audubon. From a distance, male buffleheads look black and white, but up close,
what appears black at a distance is really this beautiful kind of iridescent sheen. So it's got like these greenish hues around the eye and the bill, and then almost some purple colors underneath.
Female buffleheads are mostly brownish gray. Barnes says you'll see them nesting in cavities made by woodpeckers called northern flickers. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Spring officially does not start for another 46 days. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5, home of the nationally award-winning news department. The Radio Television Digital News Association has awarded us the Murrow Award for Best Newscast. For award-winning news you can trust, we are New Jersey 101.5.
Traffic.
Well, the traffic is jammed on the Pulaski Skyway both directions. There's a crash on the northbound side just before Central Avenue. As one lane is blocked, but again, that ended up either way. Route 1 in Edison, a southbound crash at Old Post Road will definitely slow down the trip. And the Parkway North at 145, a crash in the right lane. 18 north of New Brunswick, still have roadwork slowdowns coming in towards George Street. Route 9 through Old Bridge, you've got slow traffic at Jake Brown Road down to Route 516. Route 9 in through Sayreville, a bit slow, and also down through the Lakewood area, a bit on the crowded side, too. Overall, not bad across the Delaware. Hudson River crossings holding up pretty nicely. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 218. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
On your radio, online, and on your smart speaker.
New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our impending Arctic blast begins with a cold front passing north to south across New Jersey tonight. There could be an isolated snow shower involved, but the big story here is the big chill arriving for tomorrow. I think thermometers will end up in the mid-20s by sunrise tomorrow, and then closer to 20 degrees by sunset. It is the very definition of blustery tomorrow. Wind gusts to 35 or 40 miles an hour. It will be mostly sunny and dry, but we're bundling up for sure. Into the danger zone tomorrow night, the wind chill may dip below zero. for a few hours. Saturday looks frigid with sunshine and calmer winds. Highs only in the mid-20s, but bouncing back nicely on Sunday. Highs in the mid-40s. Skies becoming mostly cloudy. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Clinton, it's 38. Garfield, 38. Monroe, 39. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.